WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
William White defined the crisis of corporate conformity in his 1956 book, The Organization Man, a study of people who had surrendered their individualism for financial security. White died yesterday at the age of 81. White had a second career as an urbanologist, serving as an urban planning consultant for many large American cities, including New York. His research included walking the streets, observing how people use them. He also observed people in the city by filming them with hidden cameras perched high above the streets. I spoke with White in 1989 after the publication of his book, City, Rediscovering the Center.
You started doing your current research during a period when planners thought it was very important to relieve the high-density population in urban areas, to relieve some of the pedestrian traffic. And what you found in your study was people actually really like crowds, or at least they gravitate to crowds.
That's right. To me, the most fascinating piece of research we ever did, thought it would be a very fine idea to find out when a couple of people meet on the street, old friends and whatnot, and of course, naturally, they're going to get out of the way of the pedestrian traffic stream. And my thought was that they would move right to the lee of the building. And I set up time-lapse cameras and recorded what they did over a long period of time. To my surprise, I found that they were moving not away from, but into the pedestrian traffic stream. And the longer the conversation, the more apt it was to be smack in the middle. So people talk one way, but there is this tremendous impulse to centrality.
Mm-hmm. If we follow with your finding that the best solution for a public place is to make the place attractive for everyone, what kind of public space seems to be attractive to everyone? What recommendations do you have to designers of public spaces?
Well, the first thing I do is tell the designer, spend some time at the busiest street corner in town. The greatest open space in a city is a wonderful street corner, because the most important ingredient of a successful place is a great mixture of people. And this is one of the first things I noticed when I sort of stood out on the streets or started taking films was the, to me, surprising number of chance encounters, old friends running into each other. And I saw this happening day after day with a frequency which really floored me. And I began to realize that this was not accidental, that this really was a actuarial probability. When you get a good, tight downtown, and all the great downtowns are tight, that is, most of them have a good, tight grid pattern, the chances are that you're going to run into a lot of people that you know. That's one of the great attributes of a center city. It's much more social, you know, than people realize. Now, you ask about what other kind of spaces. I think the small urban park, this is a personal bias on my part, the small urban park is an utter delight. By that, it could be, well, I think of Paley Park in New York, which is all of 42 by 100 feet. Now, that's a very small space. And curiously enough, it attracts, well, on a nice day, you'll get about 180 to 200 people sitting, mind you. Now, that is that's a very high density. And Paley Park and Greenacre Park in New York are the two places that are most often cited for being, very comfortable, very relaxing, not overcrowded, quiet, and so forth. In actual fact, they're rather noisy. They're usually crowded. As a matter of fact, of places that you go to voluntarily, they are the two most crowded places in New York. But they have a number of sort of standard ingredients which seem to me rather surefire. There's a water wall, makes a wonderful sound, sort of masks the street sounds. Most important, they are removable chairs all over the place. Not one has ever been stolen, by the way. They have a wonderful canopy of honey locust foliage overhead. Very deceptively simple in a way. Oh, incidentally, always a nice little food counter. And they're a wonderful place to stop or to meet somebody.
You've told us some of the successful designs of public spaces. What do you think are some of the worst mistakes designers of small parks and plazas have made?
The worst mistake they can make is to shut it off from the street. Now, the usual way of shutting it off from the street is a great big wall. We've seen quite a few of those. Or they may sink it, you know, down 10, 12 feet to get them away from the bad people. But the wall is the worst of all. And almost invariably, these places are dog places. Nobody uses them very much. Bryant Park in New York is a beautiful park with these lovely, lovely old trees and whatnot. But it was built on the idea that let's protect people from the street. So lining the street facade of the park are, one thing that's elevated, about 4 feet above the street, are fences and shrubbery and so forth. And the thing has always been a flop. People haven't used it very much. And there's now a very heroic and, I think, extremely intelligent effort to redo the park. And the main thing that is being done, quite aside from the band concerts they're going to have and the restaurants and all these wonderful things, is they're bringing it back to the street. They're cutting down all sort of the things that make it difficult to wander in there on impulse. And all the great spaces, you sort of move from the street into the space without quite realizing that you've made any transition.
Well, you also object to how inside megastructures, which are the mixed-use places that are part hotel, part shopping, part office, part restaurant, how those and the shopping malls control behavior inside. Impromptu street performers aren't allowed in. People with handbills and pamphlets aren't allowed
in. I've just come from Cincinnati, a wonderful city. It has one of the great public squares in Fountain Square. They also have a new atrium, an indoor area, part of the Westin Hotel there. And part of the deal was that they were going to, in exchange for getting to build, you know, hire their hotel, they were going to make a big public place. Well, they didn't do it. And this is characteristic of what is happening in many cities. You see, if you're a nice middle-class person, you're well-dressed, that's all right. They don't give you a hard time. But what they really want are shoppers. They want middle-class people. And they shoo out other people. And I think that should be against the law, for one thing. But I think it's also very short-sighted. You can't have a public place and get all the benefits of having a public place, and they say, well, we're only going to have those members of the public that we approve of. One of the great geniuses of a city is as a place where people come together, and that includes, unhappily, but necessarily, some people we don't particularly like.
William White, recorded in 1989. He died yesterday at the age of 81.